Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie and 5155 on wash your hands. And Sally Ann Brady sent us this incredible email. Sally Ann, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
I know you don't have it in front of you now because you're in a different location, but you begin by saying, I lost 5 years of my life over the menopause. We need to start talking about the menopause in Ireland. We need to bust the myth that you can get through it. The truth is you can't go through it because the menopause leaves you with permanent hormone deficiency. My own perimenopause journey was, to be blunt, horrific. And that's the beginning of your email, Sally Ann.
That's the beginning, it is.
And tell us about the symptoms you had.
Well, firstly, Joe, thank you for having the subject on air. It's so important, and menopause affects half of the population of the world. Mm. As I said in the email, not every woman will have a pregnancy or a particular illness, but every woman, if she's still alive, will experience menopause. My symptoms, I know you have them in the email, but I had cyclical depression, I had tinnitus with ringing in my ears, I had night sweats, I had flushes, I had migraine with aura, I had tingling, I had dizzy spells, I had all over body pain, I had vertigo, I had brain fog, I had digestive issues, I had issues with my teeth, I was permanently exhausted, I didn't sleep, and the list goes on and on and on.
Wow.
This started at 35 for me.
Mm-hmm.
By the age of 38-ish, I was completely unhinged because of everything that was going on. I was back and forth to GPs, to specialists, to everybody and anybody, and not one of them had an absolute clue, despite me doing my own research and saying, listen, guys, this is menopause, you know. It was a very long, very, very tough journey, and towards the end of it, before I got better, I did become suicidal. And as I highlighted in the email, that's a huge area because the suicide rates for women in their 50s peak globally. And that is not a coincidence. And I was nearly a statistic, but thankfully I'm not. You know, as I said in the email, I do operate a support group for women in Ireland and we've nearly 11,000 in it. And what I've asked of you today is I want a voice for these women. This isn't about me. These women have no voice. There's no help for them. Mm-hmm. There's no support.
But when you were attending medics, surely you were saying to them, listen, is this the menopause?
I was. And they were saying, you're a bit young. And they do bloods. And they say, no, your bloods are fine. And what I've learned since is hormone bloods are never, ever to be used because the fluctuations in hormones are wild. So you could have loads of hormones in 1 minute and then none later. So what I found then as I, you know, researched more and more, I discovered that medics, and this isn't their own fault, they're not actually trained in menopause, believe it or not, which is quite shocking. I was horrified and thought that this can't be true. This can't be right. Of course they are. They're not. And we have such a thing as menopause specialists. So I think it's a huge, huge disservice to our medics. I think it's insulting to them for someone, you know, that has, you know, worked really hard to want to be able to help people and help the patients, and they're not equipped to help half the population.
And how, given the list, and that's just of physical symptoms, and obviously there was a serious emotional ones when you described that you had suicidal ideation. But given the list, what treatment would work?
Oh, well,
from tinnitus,
you know, I went
there's no cure. It's horrific, I know, from talking to you. There's no cure to tinnitus.
Well, my tinnitus is gone, Joe. Thank God.
Okay, well, then that's...
Yeah, I'm on HRT, and that was my answer. Right? And the reality is, it's the answer for most women, because what menopause actually means is we run out of our sex hormones. And it's hormone deficiency. And lots of the menopause specialists now, you know, globally are starting to recognise it and referring to it as a hormone deficiency. And some of us would even say, let's lose the word menopause. Let's call it a hormone deficiency because it's what it is. And by replacing what the body is missing, you're basically restored. And all of this awfulness goes away. And the emotional side of it is huge because your brain is driven by estrogen. For a woman, is the master regulator of a female brain. So we get very, very depressed, low. We don't feel like ourselves. We, you know, suffer complete apathy. And sometimes worse, sometimes worse.
Stay with us, Sally, because the calls are coming in thick and fast. Joe at RT.ie. Martine Brangan. Martine, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I have a completely different experience of menopause.
Okay.
I would regard it as a very positive time. For years, I suffered menstrual problems and painful, nasty. And not alone am I totally free from them, but I am positively, my libido has increased tenfold, I would say.
Okay.
So, apparently there is science behind this. The testosterone ratio is higher when your female hormones, estrogen and progesterone, have decreased. So you end up like a young fella, you know, a young teen. So that's my experience.
And you had none of the symptoms that Sally Ann had?
Oh, yes, hot flushes. But what are they? You know, I mean, the rewards are far greater. A few hot flushes, yes, then you get the sweats, you know, you get hot under the collar, and you kind of roll around in bed at night. It's you know, I would regard the reward is far better than just bothering about a few hot flushes.
Yeah, but in Sally Ann's case, it's extraordinarily long list. But Martine,
yeah.
do you, in conversations with other women...
My mother was exactly the same as I am.
Okay.
She used to talk about this, and my aunt too. They always said, I remember when we were in a pub and they spotted a young guy and they said, oh, isn't he a dish? Wouldn't mind getting our hands on him. And I said, oh, don't embarrass me, please.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, well, now when you get to our age, you may feel exactly the same, because after menopause, life quite improves. So I would say a lot of women, but not all women, will experience an improvement. Others will, of course, kind of find... I think in the earlier stages of menopause, things are worse. I think as the years go by, I'm 60 now.
Okay.
So say when I was about 50, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And I took a bit of HRT to begin with. But I abandoned the HRT soon after. And another thing, I have an ileostomy. So I don't even, I have no colon or anything like that. So life could be difficult. It could be less than positive. But in spite of all that, I find life in that direction is positive.
Okay. Stay with us, Martine. Terry Lennon is in Arklow. Terry, you've had a completely different experience of the menopause.
Well, I have, because I started at around 50.
Yeah.
And
which apparently is the average age.
Yeah, I went on HRT when I was 51. And I stayed on it for about 4 or 5 years. And then I went off it for maybe a couple of years, maybe 3 years. And then I heard on RT one day some doctor saying that it was actually good for HRT was good for preventing stroke or heart attack. And my mother had a massive stroke at 51. And my father died at 57. So I went back on it again. And I stayed on it for about maybe 6 or 8 years. So I decided to go off it again. Then I couldn't sleep at night time. I had lots of hot flushes. I'd sleep for maybe an hour or two and then get up again, 3 o'clock, make tea, go back to bed and lie there again. So then about 3 years ago, my doctor put me back on it again for about 18 months. So I'm 72 and I'm still getting... I played golf yesterday and I had 5 or 6 where I was putting on my jacket, taking off my jacket. And I actually have to decide when I get up in the morning what I'm going to wear. So it's easy to take off and easy to put on. And I did get vertigo, but I never put it down to menopause. I did get vertigo a few years ago where I got it 2 or 3 times. But I'm still getting hot flushes at 72.
And when you say... just describe hot flushes, because Martine said she wasn't overly bothered by them.
Oh, I'm sitting here at the moment, and if I had my two hands, I'd be taking off my cardigan. Hot around the back of the neck. My whole torso gets really hot.
And I'd go to bed at night time and get into a cold bed or even put on the electric blanket, and within 5 minutes I'm throwing the clothes off. And all through the night. Now, there's never a night that I would sleep a whole night through. I would definitely wake 5 or 6 times.
And HRT did help, did it?
It did work, yeah. The flushes came, but they weren't as severe.
Yeah.
But I just, then about 18 months ago, the doctor said, maybe you should go off again. Now, I never got headaches, anything like that. The hot flushes were just unbearable at times.
Okay. And you have to decide when each morning the clothes you wear. Is that because you have to change them so often, or because you're taking them out, putting them back on? Hot, cold. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And I played with a friend, Alexis, and she said I got 3 hot flushes, and I felt like saying, "Well, you."
Well, how many would you get?
A day?
Yeah.
Oh, could be 10, 12. Back at the moment, I'm roasting.
So nearly every waking hour you're getting warm.
Yeah, you'd say, and in an odd day now I'd say, oh God, it's 2 o'clock and I've only had 1 or 2. But at night time, every night, never a night goes by.
Okay. Loretta, thanks Terry, that's Terry Lennon in Arklow. Loretta Dignam, Loretta, good afternoon. Can I just begin on the hot flushes, given that Terry was talking about them, she gets up to 12 every waking day. What was your scenario with menopause, Loretta?
Hi, Joe. Thanks a million for having me on. Yeah. And thanks for discussing this taboo topic. My goodness, it needs to be spoken about in the airwaves. Joe, I used to get 20 to 30 hot flushes a day, every day, for 3 years. I could be in the middle of making a presentation. I had senior roles in the corporate world. And I could feel the sweat on my face. I could feel my hair, the bottom of my hair wet. Obviously, you want to take off get as much of your clothes off as quickly as you can. It's uncomfortable and embarrassing, and other people can see it. And it obviously isn't good for your confidence. And then at night, I had hot flushes, which would mean that I was taking the duvet was off. And so therefore, my sleep was broken, and it was exhausting. I can describe myself as a slow puncture. But I just wanted to say one thing about Martine there, Joe, is that Martine's experience, which I'm delighted for, has been so positive, is not the norm, because 80% of women will have symptoms, 45% will have moderate to severe symptoms, 25% will have severe debilitating symptoms, and 10% in the workforce will actually have to give up work. So, and I set up a menopause clinic called the Menopause Hub, born out of my own experience.
Okay.
And, we see women in here, and anxiety is enormous, insomnia is enormous. Hot flushes is big, but it's not the biggest thing that we would see. And there is treatment available. And, of course, women think, because they're uneducated and unaware about menopause, they think that they're going mad because they think they're the only person suffering like this. But there is help out there and is help available. And once I got sorted with my hormones, I got my old self back. All my symptoms are gone. And I feel fantastic. And then I decided, right, I have to do something about this to help other women.
And you say, from my research, you did research. Are you a medic, Loretta?
No, I'm an ordinary woman, Joe.
Okay, well done.
I came from the corporate sector.
Okay, but from my research among 1,250 women, is that your research you're talking about?
Yeah,
okay.
I conducted that research, last year in time for World Menopause Day.
And you discovered?
I discovered that.
I know you gave them already.
80% of women say that they were unprepared for menopause. I would consider myself to be reasonably intelligent, reasonably well-educated. I hadn't a clue about menopause, totally unprepared. 66% say they know nothing or very little about menopause, and I can vouch for that. I only knew about hot flushes and the end of my periods. I had never heard the word perimenopause before. 79% of women rate the level of information and support for menopause in Ireland as poor or very poor. And then in terms of the level of taboo-ness, I mean, if there's such a scale, women described it as 7 out of 10 is the level of taboo. So nobody, with 10 being completely taboo and 7 not being, and 0 being not taboo at all. So 7 out of 10 is how they'd rate that. So people aren't comfortable talking about it. And about half of the women didn't feel confident talking to their GP about menopause in this research. And it's quite a good sample, 1,250.
Sure is. Well done. Sure is. Sorry.
Thank you.
That sounds a little bit patronising the way I said it, but I think that's an incredible piece of work you've done. It really is. And okay, Loretta, please stay with us, because there's Tina O'Brien, Joe at RT.ie. Your experience of the menopause, Tina.
Hi, how are you, Joe? I had a terrible experience of menopause, and like that lady that was speaking there, I actually had never heard the word perimenopause.
Yeah, around menopause. It's
the 10 years before your period stops. It's 10 years before your last period is the perimenopause, and it's actually horrific because your hormones are fluctuating all the time. So like you're really all over the place. I'm 56 now, and I'm post menopause. Or not post-menopause, because there is no end to menopause, but I'm in full menopause now. And it was just a terrible experience, and it was the fact that I knew so little myself. I was actually in perimenopause, and I'd never heard the word. A colleague said it to me, and I actually said, what's that? And I was in my 40s, I was about 41 or 42.
Because you were still experiencing your period, and you're saying, sure, the menopause doesn't start until my period is finished.
Yeah. And so all of that, trying to hold down a job, a responsible job, and, you know, I was in meetings and sometimes chairing meetings, and nobody would have talked across me, and I would have completely lose my train of thought. And I had to laugh it off, you know what I mean? That's because that's how I was dealing with it. I had to laugh it off. Everybody would laugh, and I'd say, I have no idea what I'm saying. And Joe, I could not pick up the thread of what I was saying. Not in a million years, unless somebody was able to remind me and bring me back to it. It was really embarrassing, and it was actually very frightening, because I thought at that stage there's something wrong with my brain, you know.
Wow.
And it's what people now, it's brain fog is one of the things.
Well, the list initially from Sally Ann was incredible, what she went through. You say you went through 14 years of hell, and what ended it, Tina?
I started on HRT. HRT in January of 2020.
And did you say when you started on HRT, why wasn't I on this earlier?
Oh, God, I did. But I know that the training, doctors, GPs hadn't received the training at all on menopause training, and they hadn't received the training on HRT. And there was damage done by a flawed piece of research that was done, called the Women's Health Initiative, had done a piece of research that caused an awful lot of damage and harm. And even though it was refuted and all the rest of it, the word was out there, and I think GPs were frightened. They hadn't updated.
Well, the common denominator. Sorry, if I couldn't cross you, Dean.
No, you're
right.
The
common denominator in the calls I'm looking at here and so far received is HRT.
Yes, and it absolutely is. It was just, I got my life back. And it started, for me, insomnia was one of the killer symptoms. My GP was actually worried about me, because she was saying, this is actually going to shorten your life, because that level of insomnia, persistent insomnia, is just, it's such a devastating effect on the body. I was driving my kids to school, and I was actually frightened of the level of tiredness that I was experiencing. I was terrified driving, because I was so tired. I knew that I wasn't alert enough on the road. And there was just no answer for it. I tried all the usual. I'm very into natural therapies. Anybody who knows me will know that. Nothing worked. Nothing. Absolutely nothing worked. I tried all of the different alternative therapies, which I think are wonderful for lots of things. You cannot use something that you have to replace your hormones, would be my opinion. Your hormones cannot be replaced by any supplement, any vitamin, any therapy. You needed your hormones. And once, the very first night that I took HRT, I slept through the night. I'll never forget it. And it wasn't like I made a list of my symptoms when I started on HRT, and across from them how they were improving. And some improved dramatically, very quickly in that first week. My mood lifted amazingly well, and then the rest was incrementally as I went along. And I wouldn't be without. I'll tell you, I would have that clutched in my cold, dead hands. Will be a bottle of Easter gel when I go in.
You, who suggested HRT? You or medics?
Oh, God, neither. I went on, I joined a page called The Irish Menopause.
Ah, okay.
And I was very sceptical. I'd say I was a right pain to them, because that
study you talked about, the Women's Health Initiative, did say that the side effects of HRT could be, they talked about breast cancer, heart disease. There was a long list, but as I say, the stories we're hearing today.
It was a very flawed piece.
Okay.
Piece of research.
We'll have to get someone to have a look at it. I'm just looking at a pressé of it. Okay, Tina, thanks indeed, and I'm so glad you've come through that. What a 14 years of hell because you're a woman and didn't get the HRT answer. Obviously yeah, worked. Okay. Okay, Tina, thanks indeed. Loads more after
thanks
this break.
Yourself.
Thanks.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I began with an email we got from Sally Ann Brady, who was talking to us earlier. I lost 5 years of my life over the menopause. We need to start talking about the menopause in Ireland. Imelda Ford. Imelda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks a million for covering this issue. I'm just so delighted to hear it on mainstream radio because it's such a taboo subject in this country. And, you know, it struck me, Sally Ann was saying there's 11,000 members on the group. What about the rest of the population of women that are suffering through this in silence and actually not even knowing that there's something they can do?
And you know, what was your experience, Imelda?
My experience, to be fair, I consider myself very lucky. I hit 50, no issues, and then 51, I thought the same as your other callers. Menopause was simply my period stopped, yeah. And I was having these hot flushes. Yeah. And you know what, Joe? I thought, these are fine, these are manageable. Sure, I was spending a fortune on things like all these supplements and everything, and some were helping, some weren't, obviously, all these therapies. But I thought, I'm fine, but unbeknownst to me, I was suffering all these other symptoms that I didn't relate to menopause at all. And like, I'm one of 12 and I have sisters older than me, but we just never knew anything. We're never educated. So like, I was getting out of bed in the morning, putting my feet on the floor, and I felt like a woman of 90. I couldn't, like, my feet just, I had pains and aches, all my joints. I was getting pains in my shoulders, my arms. They kept moving. And I was told that I had roving arthritis. Now, if it happens, I've had scans. I have no arthritis whatsoever.
But you were told, Imelda, you had roving arthritis.
Roving arthritis. Okay. In other words, it moves around your body. I was tired. I was getting through work, coming home exhausted. Mm. Again, like your other callers, you know, very clear and confident at work usually. But my cognitive ability, like brain fog, you see someone, can't think of their name. Mm. Same again, in the middle of a meeting and you just lose track. Or someone asks you something on a policy or something that normally you'd be very clear on and you're second-guessing everything. Yeah. Even like my spatial awareness, driving, I found, you know, I was getting flustered. I had that awful insomnia, awake, you know, you'd sleep for an hour or two, awake all night, up and down, running to the toilet. None of these I associated with menopause. My cholesterol was rising. I was putting on weight. I'd never put on weight in my life. Mm. I was just very tired and I just never associated any of it with menopause. And then it was really, I was at the point I was nearly a year of not being able to sleep and all the aches and pains. And I genuinely felt I was about 90. So I started researching and I was very lucky. You know, I'm one of those 11,000 on that group. And honest to God, Joe, they saved my life because my GP, no one, like, they're all talking about the minute you mention HRT, it's all back to, oh, that causes cancer. And these are like friends, family, colleagues, everyone. The minute you mention it, it has a bad name because it's the old HRT, the old debunked study that they're all, if you look at the HSE website and Google menopause, Joe, it hasn't been updated in something like 9 years and it would frighten the life out of you. The first thing it says is cancer. And like, if I'm slightly overweight, if I drink more than 2 units of alcohol, all of those risks are actually higher than taking body identical, up-to-date hormone replacement therapy. You know, if you've thyroid issues or if you're a diabetic, you take your hormones, but women need it. You know, well, there are a very small percentage of women who will not be able to take those hormones, but they're few and far between. I just feel so sorry for people that don't know, you know. So,
and it made a difference to you, Imelda. As you say, the HRT
I
made it.
Yeah, I'm only 10 months on her HRT. Okay. And honest to God, the weight has gone because I have the energy. My cognitive ability is perfect. Like, I really worried about where I was going in my head in terms of just, I thought, am I actually getting Alzheimer's or dementia?
Yeah, yeah.
And, it, you know, when you're used to being competent
frightening,
and clear.
Frightening.
It's frightening and you really are worried. But I, honest to God, I haven't felt this good in years.
Okay.
It's wonderful. But again, and it's like you're talking to the, like you're giving a voice and hopefully so many women will hear it. You know, there's so many older women who are suffering symptoms that they don't need to if they can just get some help. But it's about getting the education out there, getting our GPs trained. You know, it's not their fault. They don't know. There's no one leading the way, you know.
Okay, well, the women are leading the way today, I can tell you.
They are, but they're all individuals, aren't
they?
That's true, you know?
That's true, yeah. Well,
and we need more, but something like Liveline is just wonderful, Joe, that you're giving a voice to all of us. Well, and hopefully more people will know where to go for help, and the HSE might start updating their website.
Okay. Yeah. Imelda, stay well. That's Imelda Ford. Susan Gannon
thanks
before
so much,
the break.
Joe.
Sorry for holding you, Susan. Thanks, Imelda. Your experience of the menopause, Susan.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'm very similar to that, Sally Ann. I'm only 41 and I'll be 42 in June. And back in 2019, I had a few emotional issues, but I put it down to just whatever was going on in my life at the time. I went on holidays to Italy and had a complete meltdown. I have a history of anxiety disorder, so I presumed it was something to do with that. But really, my partner pointed out to me that he noticed this over the last previous year. It was a cyclical thing. And I ended up going back to my psychiatrist had retired at the time, and I was doing my own research because I noticed myself it was cyclical. The 2 weeks before my period, I was getting more and more emotional, very irrational, very, you know, ratty. And then I went back to this new psychiatrist, and I had heard about perimenopause, and all she said to me was, well, I'm in 25 years of psychiatry, and I've never heard of menopause or perimenopause as an issue with mental health.
Okay.
And my attitude was, my gut was telling me there's more to this than just my anxiety disorder. I knew there was something else going on. And I, like the couple of ladies here, and Sally Ann saved my life, the Irish Menopause Forum on Facebook. And this is the sad thing about Ireland, is that we're having to turn to the internet and Facebook forums to get the more up-to-date information.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed me in the direction of a menopause specialist in Bray, Dr. Deirdre Lundy, who is actually an educator of the menopause for GPs in Ireland, because the GPs aren't up to date. And she said to me, based on my symptoms, you're perimenopausal. I've been on HRT since April. I wasn't able to work up from December of 2019 up until November last year. I wasn't working. I was getting myself well. And I'm lucky that my partner were financially stable enough to look after myself.
Yeah.
I've been on HRT a year, and it's body identical, and people need to know this, women need to know this. HRT does not cause cancer. I'm not a medical professional, but I've done the research, I've spoken to the menopause specialists who are now engaging with oncologists and with other experts to say the body identical HRT does not cause cancer. It's made from yams, it's molecularly the same as our own HRT, and if you take it through the skin transdermally, it does not cause blood clots.
And who prescribed that?
My menopause specialist prescribed it to me. Now, it wasn't that my GP was averse to it, but I felt she said herself, she doesn't know enough about it. So I felt, if I'm going to get this HRT, I want to get it done right. I don't want to be hemming and hawing. And I am myself, I'm a massage therapist and reflexologist. I am all for natural therapies. And I've heard time and time again from women of my generation and older, of all ages, oh, I want to go the natural route. And I would have said that in the past, and my aunt would have told me, oh, you know, you're supposed to go through your menopause, you're supposed to have your periods every month, this is the way life is. And I would have thought the same up until 2019 when I was hit by a train. And I can guarantee you now, I'm back in a new career, I've started as a healthcare worker, and I can tell you now, 2 years ago, if you told me that, I had a letter for St John of God, my psychiatric illness was so bad. So I think women need to educate themselves and say, my life is worth it. That's the reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Susan, thanks indeed. And
thanks, Joe.
Thanks again. 51551, my friend.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Leanne Brady has started the conversation nearly an hour ago, and it's going to go on for a long time. People, women talking about the menopause and various issues, including, they say, new information which is not on the HSE website. Niamh Daly, Niamh, well, people would know you from Debbie in Fair City. I know it was, what, a couple of years ago. Go ahead, Niamh, and how did you experience the menopause and post-menopause?
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot for having me on. Yeah, so mine started around 45 when indeed I was in Fair City. And things were kind of, you know, life was good then, I suppose. So the stress levels were very low. So, you know, there was a bit of brain fog. There were some hot flushes. And I was, I'm a yoga teacher by trade for the last 17 years. So I was kind of aware that there were things that I that were happening in my body that I could attribute to perimenopause. But I did get a bit scared, a bit worried about what was happening with my mental and emotional health. And I went for a blood test. And at that time, I was quite ignorant and didn't really understand that there wasn't really one blood test that would give me the right answer. But in the end, that blood test said that I had high follicle stimulating hormone, which can be a sign of perimenopause, but a blood test on its own isn't the thing.
Okay.
But it comforted me to know that this was what was going on. So in my work as a yoga teacher, I decided to fully research menopause, and I realized how much yoga really supports the stages of menopause. And so I then went on to teach other of my students who, once they started hearing that I was doing it, were, you know, there was a flood of people talking about it, just like you've heard from your listeners that you've been talking to over the last hour, Joe, that once women realize somebody understands what the hell is going on and they start understanding their body, a lot of the fear lifts. And the fear can really contribute to symptoms. So then in the last year with COVID, I've created a yoga teacher training in yoga for the stages of menopause, and I've been supporting women around the world.
And where can people get access to that?
So people can get it online through my website, Instinct Yoga, Instinct with a Y at the front. And so over the year of COVID, I've been able to reach people all over the world to train teachers to support women like this. Because although HRT is incredibly important and life-saving, literally life-saving for many women, some people can't take it for, there are medical reasons that some people can't, but also some people get some pretty horrific side effects. And those are the kind of people who come to me who maybe can't take HRT, or it's not working as perfectly as they hoped it was, because I think the main thing that yoga helps with is stress. And when stress is high, menopausal symptoms are spectacular. They're through the roof. And of course, women are meeting menopause at a time when life is stressful too.
And we put all those contact details up on our website. Thanks, Niamh Daly. Nolene Hayes, sorry for holding you, Nolene, and apologies.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, how did you experience?
Well, I knew about it. I'm the second youngest of seven girls, so I knew everything, but I had a totally different experience. And one of your callers mentioned 20 plus a day.
Hot flushes, yeah.
Yeah, I stopped counting when I got to 18 one day.
Oh,
and each one lasted about 5 minutes, because there is, it's not just a quick wave of sweat. It's like a dry burning heat, and then this drenching, like my whole body would be wet down about as far as my knees. And then when that, after that, you're chilled, because this wet substance is drying.
Well, that's sweat comes out to try and cool the body.
Yeah, exactly. But each one would actually last about 5 minutes, and you would actually be having to mop your brow, like sweat would be.
Yeah.
But so, all in all, I've been on HRT for about 17 years. I was on it for 40, like from the age of 48 until just over 60.
Wow.
Then I was off it for a few years, because it was kind of felt back then, I'm 68 now, so 8 years ago, my GP felt really over 60. She wasn't comfortable with me being on it. But about 3 years ago, I had some sort of life-changing surgery, which seemed to flip an awful lot of switches, and it was recommended I go back on it again. At one stage, a gynecologist said to me, you know, if you're still having these symptoms now, you'll probably have them for the rest of your life. And I remember thinking, Christ, that is not exactly uplifting. It is wonderful to hear people talking about it, because it's not, for a lot of people, it's a nightmare. Like, it really destroys the quality of your life. You begin to think, it's worth the risk of whatever you might get.
Yeah.
And in fact, as one of your readers pointed out, with listeners, it's there's a lot of evidence now to show that it can benefit and can prevent heart disease and stroke.
Okay.
And once you keep check on mammograms, I think isn't any real need to worry about breast cancer.
Okay, well, we'll come back to it tomorrow and encourage people to listen to the podcast as well. Thanks, Anita Noeline. Apologies to the other callers, primarily women who couldn't get on. We will do so tomorrow. Sean O'Gorman, producer, Ray Darcy next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe@rte.ie.